Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
Friday morning, and that means it's time to check in with our favorite advice giver, longtime listener, Shade Tree Psychic.
Pet Whisperer.
And also...
Tomato Queen Corner Worker.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, of Covington. We found that out last week. Scarecrow, good morning, Scarecrow.
Good morning, y'all.
And we're ready to go with another round of What Would Scarecrow Do? We got Craig here from our B105 Promotions Department. He's also in our B105 House Band here for Write a Song Wednesday. And Craig is a two-month-old homeowner now. Congratulations, Craig.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, Craig, you have a problem, though, with your homeownership, right?
I do.
What
I,
is it?
I have this neighbor who constantly cuts his grass, like twice a week, and I do not. So sometimes my grass gets really long, and it makes me feel kind of guilty. I don't know if I should feel guilty or not, being that guy on the street who doesn't cut his grass.
Okay, well, let's find out right now.
What would Scarecrow do? What would Scarecrow do?
Where, what side of the issue do you fall on here, Scarecrow?
He's just trying to make you look bad, probably.
I got that. I got my next door neighbor, Lynn, and she's listening, and she knows who she is. She mows her yard twice, sometimes three times a week, just so she does it for exercise, I think. And I'm like, I call it shame mowing.
Well, you know, dude, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, I would go out, and you can go, like, to the Dollar Tree and get these little nickel-dime-looking things you can sit in your yard. Now, I got a few. I got, like, a scarecrow, and I got a grasshopper because I always heard they was good luck, and I got, I don't know, something else, little decorations.
What are they supposed to do?
They're just little decorations.
But you can't see them because the grass is covering them up.
It's too high.
You know what's real classy is to have an old car parked out there.
Oh, transmission hanging from the tree.
What about flamingos or a real couch? That always looks nice.
That's good.
You know what? I'll tell you what you ought to do. Get you a toilet.
Wait. Get you a toilet?
Get you a toilet. Put a planter in it. Mm-hmm. Haven't you seen that or an old bathtub?
Oh, yeah.
And they put flowers in them and make it like a yard decoration.
Out, man.
And so, and people says, well, yours don't smell like roses. Well, they certainly do.
My golly. Oh, yeah. Just show him up. Say, look, man, my yard looks better than yours does.
Along with a toilet, of course, right?
Yeah.
Along with the toilet. Toilet, tub.
Do you have an extra toilet laying around, Craig?
You know, I don't, but I think I can find
one.
You got it. Well, you do. You have everything.
Why
do you have an extra toilet laying around?
I'll tell you what happened. We went to the shop one day, and we was coming home from that shop, and I yelled, "Clifford, free toilet!" There was this toilet out on the street. I'm not kidding. Well, you never
wait! Stop! I just like the hey, Clifford, free toilet.
You picked the toilet up off the side of the road.
You never know. I mean,
wait. When it comes to toilets on the side of the road, I don't want to know. Is what I'm saying.
I didn't have to go or nothing.
Yeah, but they'll be like, look how high his grass is. Oh, that's okay. He's got a toilet in the front yard. I mean,
so. Nothing says class like a toilet in the front yard.
If you have to, right in the middle of decorating, to put a all that's got the stickers on it that they grow that's out in Texas. You can buy them in the stores. A cactus.
A cactus?
A cactus.
So, your solution to Craig not having time to mow his yard is to get a toilet, put it in the front yard, and plant a cactus in the toilet.
Well, that'd be nice because if he'd get mad and say, well, I'll just fix him, yeah, you'd fix him good.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like right. Craig, was this helpful at all?
This is very helpful. I got to go find a toilet on the side of the road.
And a cactus. Well, you already got the toilet. Now you're on the hunt for a cactus.
That's right.
Cacti if you want multiple ones. All right. Here we go. Another successful round of...
What would Scarecrow do? What would Scarecrow do?
Craig, I hope this helped.
No, it did.
It did not at all. He's being nice.
Oh, big day touch.
Hey, you watch out for what toilet you use this weekend, okay, Scarecrow?
Hey, dude, I'm good. I always look at where I go.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Oh, man, this is awesome. The last person to beat Chelsea, and this was all the way back in December, was Elisa from Trenton.
Yay, Elisa!
And this morning's contestant is Elisa from Trenton. Trenton, it has been 137 games since Chelsea last lost, and you were responsible for that, girl.
I know. Right?
Where you been, Elisa?
Yeah. Come on. Well, we don't have to ask you how you normally do. You do great. But, you know, it's time to take her on, Elisa. We got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Chelsea, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. All ties go to Chelsea. She has an overall record of 490 wins and 6 losses, one of which you're responsible for. 137-game winning streak, and you're playing for $100 of her money.
Okay.
Good luck, Elisa.
I was on with Matt Cooper yesterday afternoon, a couple minutes after 5. Did you get the first 2 answers with the cheat sheet?
No, I did not.
Oh, but you're a gamer. You don't need them, right?
I hope not.
All right, here we go, Elisa. Question number 1 for you this morning is, Transformers: The Last Night is expected to do huge business at the box office this weekend. What actor stars in the film as Cade Yeager?
Mark Wahlberg.
Question number 2. 37 years ago today, this retired late-night talk show host had his first show debut on NBC. Who is he?
David Letterman.
Question number 3. On this date in 1989, Tim Burton's Batman premiered. What actress played photographer Vicki Vale in that film?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. Kim Basinger.
Question number 4. The new movie, The Beguiled, opens this weekend. The movie was written and directed by Sofia Coppola. What was the name of the 2003 movie that Coppola wrote and directed that starred Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson?
I don't know.
Okay, question number 5. Selma Blair is 45 today. Blair will next be seen in the horror movie Mom and Dad. This actor who played Ghost Rider will be her husband. Who is he?
Nicolas Cage.
Okay, get Chelsea back in here and see how Elisa from Trenton did this morning. Stat, does she have a chance at being back-to-back winnings against Chelsea?
Oh, she's got a shot. Yeah, 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah,
all right.
Elisa.
All right, Elisa. We're going to give Chelsea the same questions and wish you good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right, Chelsea, question number 1. Transformers: The Last Night is expected to do big business at the box office this weekend. What actor stars in the film as Cade Yeager?
Mark Wahlberg.
Tied at 1.
37 years ago today, this retired late-night talk show host had his first show debut on NBC. Who is he?
David Letterman.
Tied at 2.
It's actually a daytime show, which is kind of strange. On this date in 1989, Tim Burton's Batman premiered. What actress played photographer Vicki Vale in that film?
Oh, Kim Basinger.
Tied at 3.
Yeah, you didn't think you got that, and you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. The new movie, The Beguiled, opens this weekend. The movie was written and directed by Sofia Coppola. What was the name of the 2003 movie that Coppola wrote and directed that starred Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, Lost in Translation?
Yep, dang. 4 to 3.
Oh, I thought she was going to stumble on that one. Oh, yeah. The best we can do is a tie here. Selma Blair is 45 today. Blair will next be seen in the horror movie Mom and Dad. This actor who played Ghost Rider will be her husband. Who is he?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh! 5 to 4.
Oh, man.
Elisa.
Yeah.
It's a loss. Oh. Elisa, something you haven't had to do. You got to take that walk of shame, girl.
All right. I'm Elisa, and I just failed out of Chelsea's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
That's all right. You still got bragging rights for that win back in December, girl. Have a great day. Try to stay dry, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.